We got people from the North Platte Public Schools in this morning. Superintendent Rhodes is with us, and we got Mr. Skip. Do you pronounce it Altig? Like a double L there? Uh-huh. Okay, good deal. I got your bio off the website yesterday. You've had quite the history here in North Platte.
Yeah, I have. I've been around a while.
Okay. Hopefully most of it good. It
always.
Looks like you've
always.
Had a, you've had a nice, and you taught speech, debate, and drama at North Platte High for 36 years, I
correct.
See. So,
and then I've been on the board for 10.
You know, it says you're retired, but it seems like you have remained active in a lot of different things. So,
well, that's what my grandchildren say, that I'm not retired. I just go from one thing to the other.
Don't retire. It's just, you keep yourself busy. That's the best. I'm sure your wife's happy about that, too, right? You know.
Well, otherwise, I'd be at home all day.
Yeah, you'd be bucking her. Yeah, right. That's the way it works. And we've got also Director of Communications, Brandon Peterson. Thanks for sending me those pictures from your academic pep rally. I thought was that Corey's idea to do that?
Yeah, he's put a lot of emphasis on improving ACT scores. And if you ever go around that school and spend time with him, he'll stop and have just conversations with any student he sees, and one of the things he checks is, how's your ACT test prep coming? And he was just tickled at the end when students were getting their email results back from ACT. They were actually going to his office showing him what he got. So through his,
that's what I like, get excited about academics and getting a good test score, because it leads to good things later on, for sure. And you had like what, 40-some, I think you honored?
I believe so, yeah. And real positive event. Students were all excited about it. And those underclassmen were there, too. So I think it's a little motivating for them, knowing that
should be, yeah.
All these benefits that can come if they put in the extra work.
Well, if you can get a MacBook out of it, heck. That ain't...
no kidding.
Yeah, if that doesn't get you excited about improving your test scores, for sure. And what was the other thing they gave?
iPads also.
iPads was like the middle range, and then the MacBooks for those that had, what, 30-plus?
Yep.
Got a 30-plus.
So big thanks to all who donated everything for that. We're really fortunate to have that kind of support in this community to help provide that incentive.
I would say so. It was a good thing. And Superintendent, I'll come to you a little bit, too. I had your graduation ceremony on Sunday. A little bit breezy when you see a picture and the flag's going straight across. and they're wearing their hats directly behind their head.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of a struggle for our graduates to keep their mortar boards on. But it was a great day. You know, graduation's always the culmination of not just your school year, but, you know, in most cases, 13 years of these kids being with us here at North Platte Public Schools. So we had 268 total graduates with the class of 2025. We honored 253 of those students on Sunday that walked and received their diploma. And even with the wind and a little bit warm, it was just an absolutely stellar day. We certainly take our hats off to Mr. Spitansky and his staff at North Platte High School, our teaching staff and custodial maintenance that pull that all together and pull it off. So it was a terrific day. I always tell Mr. Spitansky when we're getting onto Bauer Field and we're lining up and I look at both east and west stands that it just gives me goosebumps every year I've done it. Being the former high school principal at North Platte, I felt the same way, but it's just a very special day for our students, our families, and our community.
I especially like the proclamation that Emily had here and the expression of what it is, because you know, for the graduates, it's kind of a big sigh of relief, but then you realize at a certain point, it's just a launching. It's just a launching place for you, basically. It's the first step into what you want to do and how you want to make your mark in this world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the speeches we heard from our senior speaker, who Brianna did just an amazing job. Mr. Spetansky, Emily Garrick, our board president as well, you know, saluting the class of 2025, but also, you know, the potential that this group has to put their mark on this world is you know, just amazing. We're going to be excited to see what they do. In terms of the proclamation, I had done that as we had done that at other school districts that I was superintendent at, so we decided to do it last year. So
that's great.
What we do with that proclamation is obviously our board does adopt that proclamation at the May board meeting. We put that on cardstock. We put the school seal on it. The board president signs it, and then we give that to the high school leadership team, and then they generally will put that somewhere in the office. So something new that we started last year and we'll continue to do throughout.
I'll just read a couple paragraphs. Whereas a graduating class of 2025 has exhibited resilience and adaptability in the face of unprecedented challenges, showing remarkable strength of character and determination. Whereas the educators, administrators, staff, families, and community members have provided unwavering support, guidance, and encouragement to nurture the growth and success of these graduates. And then at the bottom, we commend you for your accomplishments, celebrate your potential, and look forward with great anticipation to the positive impact you will make in your future endeavors. As educators, isn't it, I mean, your greatest thing is and you try to inspire and encourage, but it's up to them to take that to heart.
Yeah.
Because, you know, how much they take that to heart and don't just get stuck with, you know, some people are can be negative and say, well, you're never going to measure up to the world's expectations. You don't have to measure up to the world's expectations. You just have to realize I got potential to do what God has put me on earth to do, find out what it is, get a passion for something and go for it. Right?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, we take on building the bedrock and the foundation for these kids for their future. And so, you know, I'm always so proud to be able to stand up on that stage every May, you know, and usually it's Mother's Day. And we really thank our grandmothers and mothers for sharing their day with us. But it's just with great pride, you know, that we're able to see these young adults go out into the world, and they'll serve this world in a variety of ways. You know, this year's group had several students that are going into military service, and we certainly salute those students. We have students that'll go out in the workforce. We have students that are, you know, they'll stay here in our community and they'll attend Mid Plains Community College, and then we have students that are going to go that 4-year school route as well. So when you have as many kids as what we have, you have a lot of variety on what those futures look like.
A lot of different paths to success, for sure. So touch on the board meeting. I know you want to mention the student spotlight there that you had towards the beginning.
Yes, so Mrs. Kelly Sheets is our early English language learner coordinator, and every spring she takes a group of her students to the Henry Dorley Zoo, and for some of those students, it's their first experience being in a zoo, certainly a world-class zoo like the Henry Dorley Zoo is. So this was something new this year that we had them come and present to the Board of Education. So I think she had 6 or 7 students there.
And they ranged from 6th grade to high school, and they all had something to say, and you could tell that they were very excited about what they saw and explained some of the various areas that they have at Henry Dorley.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always excited to see when the students, our student spotlight every month, that we have some group or school that comes and brings students to explain what they are doing and how they are evolving as far as worldwide, like a zoo, or what they're doing at school to expand knowledge, those type of things. That's probably one of the highlights of every monthly meeting to me, and is what happens. And it's really great to see those students there to talk directly to us.
Yeah, you know, you're getting through a little bit, huh? They're getting excited about learning.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, for sure. So there was that. What were some other things that you're still, I noticed you canceled a contract for a couple people at their request? Was that something that comes up sometimes?
Not very often.
That they don't meet the deadline? They don't know they have a job opportunity deadline?
These were two new hires that we contracted with for the 2025-2026
school year. Okay, so you had just hired them, and then something better came along?
And, sometimes life happens, and both these individuals were coming from out of state and just had some things happen personally that they weren't going to be able to move to North Platte. Okay. So, unfortunate. We were really excited about adding them to our team, and but we certainly understand circumstances happen sometimes too.
Yeah, unfortunately. You accepted the resignation of Sarah Snively as well.
Yep. So. Both Sarah Snively and William Lewis are moving out of state. They've been great teachers for us, both at North Platte High School and at Mattis Middle School. So certainly wish them the best of luck.
And then you approved a contract for Sierra Dauhauer.
Yeah, and Sierra Dauhauer actually is an alumni from North Platte as well, so we're real excited. We seem to have great success with our alumni coming back and not only teaching for us, but working in a variety of jobs for the school district. Mm-hmm. So Sierra will be at one of our elementary buildings.
Looks like from the financial report, you're doing very well on that end and going to finish. Of course, you still have some months left on the fiscal year, but it looks like you're right where you need to be on track.
Yeah, our fiscal year runs through the end of August. But in terms of financial position, we're in as good a position as we've been in the last 4 years. So we're pretty excited. Again, I'd like to acknowledge Mr. Stuart Simpson, our finance director. He's done a really outstanding job this year. It's a difficult time financially, I think for households and certainly for public entities as well. So I think the district's done a nice job of tightening up their belt this year, and I don't think there's any question we'll have to do that in future years as
well. And, of course, the last part of the meeting dealing with, as you always do, you have to chop through your policies and review those. anything that stood out on that? You just kind of, on a lot of them, isn't it just clarifying what you have and maybe changing a few words or a phrase here and
It's word changing and intent changing, and sometimes we add a little bit to them. We don't discuss them a lot in our meeting. The committee of a whole that we have at the end of the month is actually when we discuss those.
Right.
The committee of a whole probably goes two times as long as our board meetings. But we talk about them and go into depth about them. And the six members, we give our input into them. And then Dr. Rhodes and or Mr. Simpson will also talk about certain things if it depends on finance with him. Mm-hmm. But it's clarification. You want to be able to, if a patron pulls up a policy, be able to read it and understand it without having all of maybe some wording that might throw them off. And we do policies every 2 years, and next month we have our 4,000, or last of the 3,000s, right? Last of the 3,000s. Mm-hmm. We divided those up because there are so many of them. But it's just clarification, and I think it makes it easier for people to understand not only board members but our patrons as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one that I noticed was the time away from school activities 3015, and I like the fact that most schools are remaining really solid, that there will be no school activities scheduled Wednesday night and Sunday. Sometimes in a district or a playoff situation, you allow teams, I know, to practice on a Sunday, but you want that to be as rare as possible.
Absolutely, and I think our activity sponsors and our leadership do a really good job of making sure we don't schedule any activities, obviously on Sunday, but then after that 6:30 p.m. mark on Wednesday evening. Yeah. So you're right. The only caveat with that is if there is an NSAA event that would fall on maybe a Wednesday. Now, we have had in the past sometimes district-level competitions are on Mondays. So once in a while, we've allowed for a Sunday practice prior to that district game or meet or whatever.
Few exceptions, but
few exceptions, correct.
Not the rule, for sure. Anything else out of the meeting you wanted to point out?
Well, I think the One of the things the board loves to do is recognize our Bulldogs of the Month from the high school, and then also Employees of the Month. I don't skip if you want to mention those folks.
Jaden Hoffman and Alonzo Torres were our Bulldogs of the Month. And we also had Addison Euling, who was recognized last month but wasn't able to attend because she had a soccer meet, right?
Okay.
So we actually had three of them. And then we had our we had two schools. You know, we've been going a school a month, but we will not do any of these in the summer because no one will be there.
Right.
But we had Washington School. And they recognized Ellie Sack and Jasmine Sosa. One is a teacher and one is a staff member from Washington School. And then from the high school, we had Noah Oxford and Angie Peterson, who happens to be Mr. Peterson's wife, who teaches the advanced and dual credit science classes at the high school. And Noah Oxford is a para who is in the para to teach program.
Okay.
And so they were recognized, those four people.
Good.
And it's always good to do that every month, you know, from the various schools, that they recognize a certified teacher, staff member, and a classified, which means someone who is not a teacher is classified. Yeah. So it's always great to see that. And they get a little award, and then they also get their picture taken with the board.
Good deal.
Yeah, and then Brandon puts those on our Facebook and all of those type of things. Good. But it's great to recognize staff as well as students every month.
Absolutely.
During the school year, I should say. During the school year.
Right. Brandon, I know we have district. You're hosting district track?
We are. So, yeah, if anybody wants to go out and see some good track competition, come on out to the high school. Girls tennis is in Ogallala today. Golf has a meet on the 15th, and then I'm sure a lot of students looking forward to the 15th being the last day of school. So it's crazy to think we're wrapping
this Thursday,
down.
Huh?
Yep.
At noon, right?
Yep.
Good deal. And then district golf's next Monday, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the last thing's always the week after, right after Memorial Day. Well, state track next weekend, and then the state golf.
Yep.
After the Tuesday,
and state
Wednesday
tennis
after.
Will be in there. Girls state tennis will
next
be in
next week,
there.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Leading into it. It's always a rush at the end, you know.
Well, actually, for district track, I believe most schools are coming from the Omaha area today here.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, make them travel from where you put on the miles during the year. It's about time to make them come out. Come out here, experience a little Western Nebraska flavor.
Absolutely.
Right? Thanks. Appreciate you coming in. We've been speaking with Superintendent Todd Rhodes and Mr. Skip Altig. I wrote it down. And I still pronounce it wrong.
Yeah, a lot of people do
Altig.
That. Yeah.
You need another L in your name. That's out there. He's on the Board of Education, and Brandon Peterson, Director of Communications at North Platte High. Thanks to
you. Thank you.
Enjoy the great weather.